From KXEI Community Media, this is Research Matters. My name is Bridget Thumb, and I have the pleasure of sitting down with academic researchers from our region. I'm joined in the studio today with a senior majoring in molecular and cellular biology. Welcome to Research Matters, Olivia Fernflores. Tell me about what are you doing in research land?
So I work in a population genetics lab with Dr. Ryan Gutenkunst, studying demographic history of wild mice, finding parameters or numbers that we can use to describe how these populations grew or shrank over time and how they migrated from one place to another. Right now we're looking at four populations from Iran, France, Germany, and then an island off the coast of Germany. We've kind of confirmed or found another way to show migration route from Iran basically westwards all the way to this island off the coast of Germany. We use genomic data, and we process that data using some population genetics software. And then there's another software that we use, and we take that genomic data basically as input once it's all cleaned up and run some code and end up with a bunch of different sets of parameters.
What is the application of this kind of research?
Our hope is that, kind of bigger picture, this can be a first step into helping us understand some of the biological reasons why different mutations might have different effects in different populations of the same species. A lot of the mutations we're looking at, they're going to look different on the genomic sequence when you just look at that, but they're not actually going to cause any change biologically. So everything's still going to happen, even at the cellular level, exactly the same way as it would if that mutation hadn't happened. But some like common mutations that people are kind of familiar with are oftentimes talked about in cancer genes. So you might have a gene that maybe, if that gene has a certain mutation, it predisposes you to have a little bit higher risk for cancer. And so we can see that kind of thing in mice. You can see mutations that lead to all sorts of things related to just about every bodily system. But we're kind of interested in looking at if certain systems or certain parts of certain systems are more or less likely to undergo mutations that are harmful.
What do you do when you're not in the lab?
So one of the main things I'm doing outside of school is refereeing soccer. So I do that on the weekends.
What's that like, being a soccer referee?
You get to know people pretty well because you work with them like weekend after weekend.
Word on the street is you're a Beckman Scholar. What is that?
It's a program that the university is part of, and it's a grant from the Arnold and Mabel Beckman Foundation. And it basically enables undergraduate students to do research. So it's a 15-month program, and you get some research funds from them, and then also the ability to travel to conferences, and your mentor gets a little bit of funding as well. And then there's like additional kind of professional growth opportunities.
That's fabulous. That's really good. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you for sharing your research with us today. You've been listening to Research Matters. Our guest today has been Olivia Fernflores from the University of Arizona. Thank you so much for being on our program today.
Thanks for having me.
Research Matters is produced in Tucson, Arizona at KXEI Community Radio, which is a listener-supported radio station. To hear more episodes, visit kxci.org. Thank you.